Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You are listening to Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville today and tomorrow. Today is Thursday, 4th of December, here in Auroville is hazy on 20 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today is mostly sunny and over the night partly cloudy with temperatures ranging from low 20 to high 29 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 96%, and full moon is on Saturday 6 in Gemini. When the moon is in Gemini, the fast change of moods, flexibility, sociability, activity are characteristic. The speed of thought, vanity, desire to make many things at once increase. The emotions in these days are very changeable. In this period, it's good to occupy yourself with the intellectual work, searching, accumulation and processing of information, short trips, negotiations. We're gonna share with you some announcements, some informations, and some invitations to our culture and other events. And from the Resident Assembly Service team comes an update on 3-day selection process for the Working Committee, Auroville Council, and as an outcome of this feedback process, 59 Aurovillians will be participating in the selection process from tomorrow 5th until Sunday 7th at Unity Pavilion. The seven members, signatories of existing Auroville Council, are also invited from the study group to participate in this process. The list of participants are published on Auronet and you will find a hard copy in Town Hall and in the Solar Kitchen. The outcome of the selection process itself will be published shortly after via Auronet and in the following news and notes. They are also asking us to mark our calendars for a Coming Together event on Monday, 15th of December from 4:30 p.m. till dinner together at around 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone. And whoever would like to welcome the new team is welcome to come. The event will be joyful and light, supported from some of our schools and fifth clones activities, etc., and a sponsored dinner together. No boring talks, no deep discussion, just a space to make contact with the new members and to give them support. BCC has asked all activities and services that we need to unplug our computers and electronic equipment at the end of each day to protect it from incidental damage such as power surge, lightning strikes and other calamities. For those activities supported by the city services, this is to also inform that BCC will not be able to entertain requests for replacement of expensive equipment such as computers in case these get damaged in the future during storm, lightning because they were left plugged in. But for further information, we can contact BCC directly on bccoffice@auroville.org. And from Auroville Foundation comes information that ID card is extended on phase 3. For those who are still interested in getting an ID card, they're asking you to come to Auroville Foundation and bring along a proof of identity. This very last phase will be open until Friday, 12th of December. Timings are from Monday to Friday from 10:30 to 12:30 and from 2 to 4:30 p.m. But you can also call Aurora on 262-2222. On Saturday 6 at 2:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, International Zone Coordination Team invites all Pavilion Group to a general meeting with following agenda. Report on a progress, continuation of presentation of Pavilion Groups, and a workshop with attempt to find the soul of the continent. Tomorrow, Friday 5th at 6 p.m, DPOM School will hold a DPOM celebration with short program of the children of the school. DPOM is school aiming to help children with special needs from their surrounding villages. Also tomorrow, but at 5 p.m. at South Shore in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, Music Invocation by Lakshmi Santra. On Sunday 14 at 4 p.m. at Pitanga, we are invited to Perceptible Bread, a film portrait of Il Mildendorf presented by the German Pavilion. The film is in German with English subtitles, and the Perceptible Bread is based on the work of Il Mildendorf, who was the forerunner of the rediscovery of the secrets of the breed, what is called Qi. She founded an institute in Berlin in the 60s and became a world-renowned breed pedagogue and therapist. Her teaching has helped thousands of people regain their health and creative power and, most important, harmony within. Veronica Langott, long practicing breath pedagogue and therapist, will be with us for the film and to answer questions. Last Saturday, the Marie, one of Pondicherry's most beautiful colonial-style buildings, collapsed. On next Sunday, 7th, at 5:30 p.m., a gathering is called on the beach road opposite of the building. It's organized by the newly formed group PPH, People for Pondicherry Heritage, and wants to create awareness among the people and the government about the much-needed protection, repair, and restoration of Pondicherry's heritage buildings. All concerns are invited. Those who need transport may give their names to Dorothy at dorothy@oroville.org, or you can call her on 262-2238. On Monday 8th at 6:45 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Evolutionary Cafe continues with the sessions, and in this one they will start with U Theory of Otto Scharmer, since they were not able to show it last time, and followed by the session of the use of the Work Cafe model to divide into smaller groups and reflect on its potential relevance to Oroville through focusing on a given question. So in a fun, relaxing atmosphere over tea and biscuits, they hope to nurture a new appreciation of both the challenges and the joys of living in Oroville. Hosts are David and Uli. And the old couple, two suddenly single pals, a sloppy sports writer and a fastidious news writer, strain their friendship by turning roommates and unconsciously repeating the same mistakes they made in the marriages they just left. A brilliant comedy by Neil Simon, and we will see it on 12, 13 and 14 of December at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Neos Pavilion of India International Zone. Actors are Otto, Krishna, Lyle, Charu, Richard, Hamish, Kripa, Elke, and director is Francesca. Last few weeks there have been a lot of snake problems and so many calls for snake rescues. It has been over 20 years now since they've been running all over Oroville to rescue snakes and people. This has been service, and maybe few realize that many calls are late at night and not a very pleasant time to be running around. They have present some young people who have learned this art of rescuing snakes as well, and it is time that is recorded by all. A new snake rescuers are Prabhu, Raja and Saravanam. They also want to start again visiting all the schools to bring awareness on snakes and other local wildlife. Conservation is most effective when started early because young students are naturally curious and connect fast with the animals. In the past they were able to carry live specimens, but now the law has become very strict and it's not possible to do this anymore. So they created a PowerPoint on the Oroville snakes that can be carried and showed to the children. This becomes an effective tool to educate students and on our fascinating wildlife. And most schools do not have projector. It is need to have one for their team now. So they're starting fundraising and they need about 18,000 rupees. Or if you'd like to donate or contribute toward buying a new one, do it on a contribution on account number 0662, Dipanam account, and specify this is for life science lab or for projector. And they welcome all those who are interested to participate and learn more on this to visit Life Science Lab at Dipanam School. And here's the note from us, Oroville Radio Team. Earlier we have met Oroville Foundation and SIRE to move forward on the FM license application. We received positive feedback in both of these meetings, and we wait till mid-December for our proposal to be discussed with the SIRE board. We have also been assisted by the Oroville Council with regard to sorting out the space issue with Accor Management, and it appears that the activity of the last 10 years has not been allocated via an application process. So we have provided this documentation in order to fulfill this demand. Volunteer Lionel from Belgium has been doing a preparatory work for the structure on a survey on the effectiveness of the media in Oroville, which we will carry out in the coming months. We have received positive feedback for our program off the cuff and still await any formal participation or suggestion topics to be shared. We would like to thank again all our well-wishers who joined us in the month-long fundraising effort, which has been an essential boost to our work and projects. We will restart the fundraising effort in December to achieve the remaining amount of 125,000 rupees or shortly 1,700 euros. And latest programs published by Oroville Radio are available in CD or ready to be copied on your memory stick at the Oroville Radio premises in the town hall opposite of the financial service. And let us conclude with the films. At Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen A Separation, made by director Ashgar in Iran in 2011. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest, we can see at 7 p.m. also tomorrow, The Island President, made in 2011 and directed by John Schenck. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. they will screen Science Fiction, Lucy, directed by Luc Besson, And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m., we can see Spanish drama Tear This Heart Out, made in Mexico in 2008 by director Roberto Schneider. On Saturday, they will screen an international drama, 2 days, 1 night, made in Belgium and France and Italy in 2014 by the writer and director Jean-Pierre Dardenne. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see animation fantasy family Nightmare Before Christmas, made in USA in 1993 by director Henry Selick. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club within the Fritz Lang Festival, they will screen crime thriller The Big Hit, made in USA in 1953, of course by director Fritz Lang. And from the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "On the spiritual path, each step forward is a conquest and the result of a fight." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oralradio.org.